Joining me live in studio right now is Superintendent Matt Erickson from Lincoln County School District Number 2. Superintendent, good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning, Duke.
Thanks for the elbow handshake. You know, I always get a kick out of the ones that do you're supposed to do the foot shake now. Have you seen that instead of the handshake?
I'm not quite up on that.
All right, well, we'll teach you on your way out the door.
Thank you.
No, we do appreciate you coming in this morning, just to give us an update on what the conversation is, because of course, after everything that happened yesterday, the dominoes toppling over, people are growing more and more concerned about public and sending kids to school and that kind of thing. So just wanted to get up to date with you on what the conversation is.
Well, I think first off, Duke, we need to start with, we need to remain calm, and kids are going to take on our demeanor, and parents as well, and we just need to remain calm and you know, realize that kids do have some fears maybe right now, but we've got to be concerned about mental health issues as well as the coronavirus. But we just need to make sure that as people are thinking the worst, that we're optimistic and thinking the best. The world's not going to end tomorrow, I don't think, and we've got to make sure that we're doing things that are age appropriate. I was in Casper Wednesday evening for the state drill and cheer, and yesterday morning, to be honest with you, I thought I was going to have to go to the Casper Surgical Center to get my phone removed from my ear. But it was a beyond crazy day, as we are in uncharted territory.
You know, you mentioned being calm, especially around the kids. I took my 10-year-old out to Casper yesterday for state basketball, and you know, all that happened. But on the way home, she was talking about it, and she knew quite a bit about everything that was going on. And she was learning it in the classroom from her teachers. Have there been any specific direction given to teachers on how to handle this, or how is that being? I was really impressed. It wasn't a negative. It wasn't a bad thing. I was glad that it had been talked about. So what direction, if any, has been given?
Yeah, so we have a safety committee in the school district that is headed by Nate Westcott, our director of special services, and our safety committee is doing a fantastic job. We've been on top of this, in my opinion, and we are we're trying to teach kids just good things, whether it's flu, coronavirus, those types of things, cough in your sleeve, wash your hands multiple times a day, just good hygiene. We also, just so you're aware, we have a meeting here at 9 o'clock. I'll be meeting with my team, Jason Horsley, Amanda McAdams, Nate Westcott, and JC, and we'll be making some plans, and then meeting with the district administrative team first thing Monday morning, and we'll continue to make plans. We're getting up to the hour, if you will, information from the Wyoming Department of Ed and the State Office of Health. So again, we just, in my humble opinion, we need to remain calm and not add to the panic and the confusion over this, and we will be making some important decisions in the next, you know, 2 or 3 days, and looking to move forward.
Governor Gordon announced yesterday, he had a press release, and he said that everything's going to be done on a local base. The state's not, as far as school closures, event cancellations, that kind of stuff, the state's not going to come say you can't do this anymore, unless it's state basketball. But that was a county decision, by the way. But so you look at some of the events coming up. Of course, the big one's the musical, right? That's a week from today.
Correct.
Actually, so are those the types of conversations that you're having today in those meetings? Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. We've got musical in Cokeville as well. We've got multiple other events. There's a little basketball tournament next weekend, headed up by Logan Hedges and that bunch, travel teams and whatnot. So there's a lot of discussions that are being held, but we will err on the side of caution when it comes to kids and safety.
So our decisions, obviously it's a situation where things are constantly changing. I mean, you just look at what happened yesterday. So at what point do you decide to cancel an event? Does that come by the recommendation of the county health department, like it did in Casper yesterday, or how is that decision made?
You're exactly correct, Duke. We're going to rely on the experts that are out there, and like I say, we're in were in communication with them. There, we also, I was on the road back from Casper, obviously, but there was a meeting yesterday afternoon between Star Valley Health, the county, different mayors throughout the valley, and the school district was involved, as well as our lead nurse, if you will. And there's a lot of conversations that are going on, but there's a lot of, this is a complex issue, and we'll make sure that we communicate well with parents and stakeholders, and again, I just ask us to remain calm, and let's use common sense throughout this.
So as of right now, there's no reason to school closures and that kind of thing. That's not really part of the conversation at this point.
That would be a conversation that's taking place, but right now we're disinfecting classrooms, door handles, school buses, all of those types of things. One of our big concerns is that there's a lot of families that both parents work. In some families, both parents work out of the county. You know, when it comes to breakfast, lunch, all of those types of things, those are all other considerations that we're taking into account. So as of right now, school is still on. We obviously respect the rights of parents and families. If somebody's uncomfortable right now sending their kid to school, we absolutely respect their right to keep their kids home.
One of the rumors I saw, and this came out of East Idaho, was that parents that decided to keep their kids home, the CDC was coming after them. So you're saying that's not actually happening? That's
well, at least not in Lincoln, too.
All right.
Yeah. The other thing that, you know, we have state testing coming up here in a couple of weeks, and I've had a handful of parents hit me up if they could get their kid out of state testing. That's a state call on that, so... So we'll just, again, we'll remain calm and business as usual, doing the best we can to take precautions, and we'll make decisions as we get more information from the experts.
Lincoln County School District number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio with us. Superintendent, thanks for your time. Anything else you wanted to mention while we got you?
I would just mention that in terms of the musical and track, soccer, those types of things, we'll get information to you as soon as we can, and would appreciate your help in helping us communicate with parents and stakeholders.
You got it. Absolutely. Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning, all part of the Weekday Wake Up.